Welcome to House Matters, the program which highlights happenings in the Houses of Parliament. Coming up, Prime Minister outlines details of overseas travel and government expected to conclude Harmony Cove negotiations later this month. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has underscored that ministerial trips undertaken by her administration have been beneficial to the development of Jamaica.
The discussions I had on all of these trips had to do with the business of Jamaica. And I'm sure everyone understands that when prime ministers travel or ministers of government, they have bilateral meetings, discuss a number of issues, whatever is raised by the person you're meeting with or the particular head of government.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was responding to questions posed by Leader of the Opposition, Andrew Holness, during Tuesday's sitting of Parliament. She outlined that $117.8 million was spent on ministerial travel by cabinet ministers and ministers of state from January 2012 to December 31, 2013. The Prime Minister participated in 10 official trips in 2012 and 15 in 2013, which included 6 same-day return trips.
The total cost of those 25 trips was approximately $15.15 million.
She explained that 3 trips were to attend unplanned events in countries which Jamaica share either long-standing diplomatic ties, economic or historical relationships. Mrs. Simpson-Miller attended the funeral of the late President of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, the inauguration of his successor, President Nicolas Maduro, and the memorial service for the former President of the Republic of South Africa, Nelson Mandela.
2 engagements were connected to meetings of heads of state and government on the Petro-Caribe facility, which is valued at approximately US $300 million, depending on the price of oil. Petro-Caribe is a most important economic arrangement for Jamaica.
The government is expected to conclude negotiations with Chinese firm Sinohydro later this month regarding the Harmony Cove development project. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips made the announcement Tuesday while updating Parliament on his visit to China from December 13 to 22 last year.
It's a high-level delegation of officials from Sinohydro will visit Kingston later this month to conclude, we hope, negotiations for the financing of this project and for the equity investment to be undertaken. The government of Jamaica indicated to the parties involved in the transaction that the government of Jamaica was not prepared to wait beyond this year for the conclusion of arrangements with potential Chinese partners to move this project forward.
Harmony Cove is a 2,300-acre property in Trelawney being developed into a world-class resort. The project is expected to create a major economic surge on the north coast through direct and indirect job creation, tax revenue, and a boost in foreign exchange inflows. And in the Senate last week, Senator Wentworth Skeffery called for a transformation of government teachers' colleges into institutions which focus on providing targeted training to meet the needs of the society.
Change the mandate of all our teachers' colleges to address specific, real educational needs within the society.
Senator Skeffery proposed that specific colleges focus on training teachers for the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM disciplines.
We do not need all to be doing the same thing. Resources limited. Hence, we must get maximum value for the taxpayers. Jamaica does not need more teachers. What Jamaica needs is more specialist teachers.
He suggested that the government limit the enrollment and intake to programs where the need is not great. Senator Skeffery said focus must be placed on developing mathematics, literacy, science, special education, career guidance counselors, and technology programs at the diploma, bachelor's, and master's levels, with emphasis on these in teachers' colleges. That's it for this edition of House Matters, the program which highlights happenings in the Houses of Parliament. I am Lorraine Mendez for producer Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.